from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 17th. It's Mason, July 17th. Here's what I'd flag before the open. Let's get into it. First, from Money Tips Money Hacks, the Hidden Savings Report. Money doesn't disappear all at once. It leaks. A few dollars here, a full price you didn't have to pay there, and by the end of the month, you're left wondering where it all went. Nobody wakes up and decides to overpay. It just happens, quietly, because checking for a better deal takes energy most of us don't have left by the time we're standing in a checkout line, digital or otherwise. That's the gap I sit in. Not to sell you anything and not to hand you a stack of coupons and call it a day. Next. Second, from PIMS. United Health says AI now runs every function of its business. Every claim United Health processes, every prior authorization it reviews, and every patient interaction it handles now runs through artificial intelligence, AI. The company is turning that internal overhaul into a commercial product line. Virtually everything that we do, we see it basically as the operating infrastructure of the future. Chairman and CEO Stephen Hemsley said, Wednesday, July 15th, on the company's second quarter 2026 earnings call. It really is occurring across the spectrum of our businesses. The results are showing up in the numbers. Up next, third from PIMS. Instacart acquires computer vision firm Arpalus to enhance inventory data. Instacart has acquired computer vision company Arpalus and will use that firm's shelf intelligence technology to improve the inventory accuracy of its own grocery platforms. Arpalus's technology is purpose-built for grocery retail and will improve the inventory data needed for both e-commerce fulfillment and in-store operations, Instacart said in a Thursday, July 16th press release. When installed on a smartphone or other camera-equipped device, Arpalus's technology can turn a video scan of a store shelf into a real-time picture of inventory with greater than 95% accuracy, according to the release, and then. Fourth, from Zero Hedge. The killer choke point. China's rare earth squeeze is reshaping the global economy. Artificial intelligence may be driving headlines, but one of its biggest vulnerabilities is an obscure metal that few people have ever heard of. Yttrium, a rare earth element first identified more than two centuries ago, has quietly become an essential ingredient in advanced semiconductor manufacturing, according to the Financial Times. Next, fifth, from Business Insider. SpaceX aborts first Starship launch since its massive IPO. SpaceX's Starship launch aborted due to engine issues. Elon Musk confirmed that some engines failed to start, causing a launch abort. SpaceX's shares dipped below the $135 IPO price after hours. SpaceX called off its first Starship launch since its massive IPO in June. On Thursday, SpaceX backed away from a launch attempt of its upgraded Starship rocket after an engine issue triggered an automatic abort before liftoff at the company's Starbase facility in South Texas. CEO Elon Musk said in a post on X that some of the engines didn't start, triggering an automatic launch abort. He added, up next. Sixth, from Business Insider. Shredded lettuce supplied to Taco Bell identified as a source of cyclospora that causes watery diarrhea. The FDA has linked shredded lettuce sold at Taco Bell to the cyclosporiasis outbreak, a person familiar with the matter said. Thousands of cases of watery diarrhea have been linked to the parasite across the U.S. this summer. Michigan, Ohio, and New York have been particularly hard hit. They found it. Guilty lettuce. On Thursday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration linked shredded iceberg lettuce supplied to Taco Bell restaurants in five states to an ongoing cyclosporiasis outbreak, according to a person familiar with the matter. Specifically, shredded lettuce supplied by Taylor Farms, and then. 7th, from Business Insider. Google employees are organizing around a new concern, keeping their jobs. Next. 8th, from Seth Abramson. Proof exclusive. Donald Trump repeatedly solicited illegal campaign interference from the Chinese Communist Party in the 2020 election. To receive free, unrestricted access to this publication's 500-plus exclusive reports for 7 days, just click the free trial button below. You can cancel your subscription to Proof at any time. Get 7-day free trial. Read more up next. 9th, from Pristine Capital. Kimmy K3 beats Claude Fable. 5. The 622 memory top remains intact, and China just crashed the AI model party with Kimmy K3. Open source models appear to be winning the AI race. How does that bode for the companies that invested billions of dollars in closed models? Let's dive into today's developments. And then, 10th, from PIMS. GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen reaffirms push to buy eBay after rejected offer. GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen said, Thursday, July 16th, that the company continues to pursue an acquisition of eBay, Bloomberg reported Thursday. In an interview with Bloomberg TV, Cohen declined to say whether he planned to raise his offer for the company, but said, "We're coming for eBay one way or another," according to the report. eBay rejected a $56 billion offer from GameStop earlier this year, the report said. Cohen said Thursday that he aims to turn the combined company into a $1 trillion business, in part by building a digital marketplace for video game items, taking advantage of synergies between. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise, back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.